If we could impose on the Secretary's time for just a few more minutes. Mr. Secretary, your story about being a small-town lawyer, rural lawyer, preparing taxes for farm families really spoke to me because I grew up on a farm. Growing up as a kid in the late 70s, early 80s, and we had a small farm, but every spring my parents would get out the shoebox and they would start working on their taxes, and sometimes I would help them. They would read off numbers and I would poke it into the calculator, which was about the size of this podium. And I was just a kid. I didn't understand, but one thing that was clear from the way they were talking was they were worried. And that worried me. So that has stuck with me all my life. And so I'm very, very proud to be a small part of what has become a rural renaissance. And you, sir, have presided over that rural renaissance. And we thank you for that. And we're very glad that you've signed up for another term, and we're excited to work with you. We're very thankful that you took the time to come and speak to us. But just so that everyone in this room is aware, our number one goal, our number one policy priority this year was to get that increase in the biomass-based diesel category. That was not a gimme. That was extraordinarily difficult. I don't know if everybody heard, we had a drought this year, but there was fierce, fierce opposition to that, to the extent that this gentleman behind me really had to go to bat for us. And, for our little issue to go all the way to the cabinet level type decision, where a cabinet member really has to weigh in as strongly as he weighed in. I mean, think about there really isn't a higher level of decision on earth than that to go to a cabinet level decision. And this gentleman really went to bat for us, and it was extraordinary. So we couldn't let him go without recognizing him with an award. And somebody asked, well, Joe, what kind of award should we get him? And I said, well, don't just give him another cheap piece of plexiglass that it throws in a room. Get him something he can use, a clock or something. So I guess somebody decided, since he's Ag Secretary, to get him a plate. So I understand it's microwave ready and dishwasher safe. But we just really can't thank you enough for all of your leadership, and would like to present you with the National Energy Leadership Award. Thank you.
I very much appreciate this, and it's appropriate to give the Secretary of Agriculture a plate because we have our My Plate initiative with the nutrition. So I'll make sure that half of it's fruits and vegetables. And but seriously, I do appreciate this, and there are a lot of good people who worked hard on that issue, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Sarah Bittleman, who is on our team. We have kind of a running. Joe, I don't know how you guys do this, but every year somebody ranks the most important people in the biofuel industry, and I've been ranked number one a couple of years, and Sarah was 61B, 2 years ago, and she hiked up to 32 this year, so she's gaining on me. So just make sure she doesn't. I'm very, very concerned for her job security if she does. Thank you very much.